Chase, what? How do you guys gather yourself and go on now? Get ready for Vegas. Talk about that process.
It's tough, obviously. I mean, tough mood in the locker room, and tomorrow's going to be tough. But I mean, we have everything in front of us. I mean, we are, as you have seen, you know, the WCC this year, the top three teams, everybody's beating everybody a little bit. So I think, I mean, we just got me, Kyle, and Nate will regroup everybody next week. And I mean, we've got a 4-day tournament where we can make some noise and get back to the tournament. And you know, every road's different. Last year was a difficult one. It came down to the wire, and you know, this time we'll make some more magic happen. So we're just got to regroup and stay positive.
Those last 30 seconds, are those the shots you guys wanted? I think Nick missed a few. Maybe Zach missed a tip in.
Yeah, we want. I mean, we have confidence in everybody. If you're on the floor, you know, Coach Rose has confidence in you, and that's the way you play, win or lose. And that's, you know, I'm confident in Nick. I'm confident in Zach and everyone on the floor. And you know, the call for Kyle was tough. I mean, he got wrapped up, but I mean, that's a really, I think it's a really hard game to officiate. You know, those are some really good officials. They made some tough calls, and it's a high level basketball game. But you know, I do, and I know Kyle does, has confidence in everybody to make shots. And you know, you never know where it's going to come from, and unfortunately we just didn't make them tonight.
What did Gonzaga do defensively to make things tough inside? Chase, with you first.
It's tough when you have a front line with Wilger and Sabonis in there. And I think, as you saw in the second half, I mean, it opened up for us and we got to the basket a lot easier. And it's tough when, you know, they're collapsing on Kyle. And, you know, when he jumps, you know, another defender's coming and it makes it difficult to pass. And it was a physical game, too. So, but I think I think all of our Gonzaga scores over the last 2 years have been right around the 60s, high 60s, low 70s. I mean, really close. So I think, you know, and we didn't make a lot of shots that we usually make, but they're tough to go against because they got a big front line.
Kyle, what do you think was the key? And they were up 10 at one point in that second half for you guys being able to get back in the game and have a shot.
I think just attacking the rim, like Chase said, and getting to the foul line and getting in the bonus. We were able to get in the bonus early. But one thing they did well is, you know, we got to play a little faster. They did well at slowing us down, and credit to them for doing that. I think that was the key for them, is just slowing us down just enough where it became more of a half-court game where they could, you know, sit in the middle and bring guys off and do what they wanted to do, do their game plan.
What can you learn from this, Kyle, that you could take into next week? What kind of things can you take in? Because you guys played really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's how every game has to be, you know. You learn, you take. I always take three things I did as an individual. I take three things I did well and one thing I need to work on. And I think that's the same thing we need to do with this team. Just get better, realize what we did well, and pick some things to get better at and just keep fighting. You know, it's tough, but there's positives from this. There's always positives. You know, it makes us more hungry. When we play them again, we're going to be more hungry. At this point, we have nothing to lose. Kind of gives us that mindset. Just go in the tournament and give it all we have. And so, there's tons of positives. We just got to, it's hard to see them right now. It always is right after, but we'll find them and we'll excel through them and we'll make the most of it.
Chase, you drew that foul on Sabonis with 3.5 seconds left. What was the deal? He just run you over there and didn't see you?
You know, I was kind of denying him and getting around the front of him and trying to make him go long. And he put, you know, all of his weight into me, and I kind of felt that. And then he backed off, and then as he kept coming, he was kind of putting his weight into me. And, you know, I just kind of let the momentum take me, and his arm came out a little bit. I don't know. I didn't see it, but, you know, momentum just took me down. So gave us another shot.
You guys had that lead in the first half, and Kyle had his second, and he went out, and then they made a charge. Can you describe what it was like during that period when Kyle was out there, and they guarded you maybe a little bit differently because they didn't have to worry about him and doubling?
Yeah, it's tough because, I mean, Kyle's a huge part of our offense, and, you know, you got me and Kyle, you know, both play heavy minutes. I mean, especially Kyle has, and it's tough. I mean, when your best player on the floor goes off, and it changes a little bit how our offense flows. And, you know, we missed some shots. You know, I missed a lot of shots in the first half, and we had some open threes that could have kind of cut their lead down. But, you know, that's basketball, and that's how Gonzaga plays. And that, same with us. I mean, when we were down 10, we cut it back down to 2, and it's just kind of how the flow of basketball goes. But, I mean, they made some really tough shots, and it was tough to contain Sabonis in there. And he – I mean, they kind of took the wind out of our sails in the first half and, you know, got going a little bit.
Kyle, Kyle, you usually inbound the ball on the last play that you posted up. And you guys run that play before with Zach Green, or is that something that is designed?
I've never ran it, but I've passed so many times on that play. I knew what to do, and unfortunately, it just didn't work out. But, yeah.
So you just switch places with Zach.
Yeah.
Anything else? You guys both have a lot of experience. You beat every team in this league. What's the mindset for you guys going into Vegas now and the type of confidence you guys have to win?
I think, like Kyle said, we have nothing to lose. And, we're a dangerous team. I don't think any team really wants to play us from our conference because, how explosive we are offensively and, just how we compete. And that's the same. Obviously, NCAA tournament, you don't talk about that, but that's the same thing. We're that type of team where if we get in, we can kind of beat anybody. And, we're going to rally the troops. We're going to stay positive. And, there's a lot of positives out of that game. You think about it, we have two freshmen on the floor at the end of the game, and that's a huge learning moment for them. And that's awesome. That we're in games with two freshmen. And, those guys are really good players. And I think we're only going to get better, as the season goes on. And obviously we only have a limited window. And I think we're going to play our best basketball.